You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. After we talked to Michigan Department of Transportation Director Kirk Steidel about the Labor Day bridge closure, we asked him about those increased gas taxes and higher license plate fees and what they're doing to fix Michigan's deteriorating roads and how that was all progressing. You know, the legislature approved a road funding plan a few years ago. It's been being phased in. It amounts to far less than Governor Snyder said the state really needs for road repair. There are a lot of orange barrels out there this summer, but how close are we to having enough revenue to fix Michigan's roads faster than the overall deterioration of the roads?
So you have to take that package and split it into two pieces. One, there was the increase that we all saw in registration fees and gas taxes, right? It went up 7 cents. That's already been implemented. And then the other half of that is increased general fund money coming within the budget. Those start with the next budget in 19. So up until this point, there hasn't been those additional general funds. It's just increased registration, gas tax. And then of that money, two-thirds of it, 60% of it goes to cities and counties. So you're seeing a lot of activities in cities and counties, a lot more local roads getting fixed right now. And on the state roads, you're seeing about the same as you had last year. The difference is we had general fund money in the budget and that was taken out. And then so the increased registration and gas tax is filling the hole where the general fund used to be. It starts picking up next year. You are seeing a lot of big projects.
It sounds like to me you're saying we're still losing ground.
We are still losing ground. I can't talk about the local system because I don't know that specifically. But on the state system, we're still deteriorating and we're trying to manage the deterioration. So as everybody at that press conference said, look, this is a good first step. We really need to start taking the second step.
Joining me now are Ken Sikkema, Senior Policy Fellow with Public Sector Consultants and the former Republican Majority Leader in the State Senate, and Vicki Barnett, a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator. Ken, managing the deterioration. We're all paying more, but we're not getting any more, at least not yet, not for a while. What do you think of that kind of public policy?
Lester, from a political and policy perspective, I can't imagine a worse possible outcome than what we have here. I mean, we have a situation where taxes were raised to fix a problem, in this case, to fix roads. But according to Kurt Steidel, and you have to believe he's right about the condition of the roads, the problem is actually getting worse. I mean, this phrase managing deterioration, and that's what he means by that. And I have to take some issue, you know, with the statement, it's a good first step. No, it's actually a really pretty bad first step.
In what way?
Well, I mean, a good first step would be something like we raise taxes and the results are the roads are getting better. They're not as good as they need to be, so let's take the next step, but they're actually getting better. That's a good first step. It's not a good first step to raise taxes and the problem getting worse.
Vicki, Director Steidel talked about local streets, roads, and highways. How are those routes compared to the state highways?
They're not in great shape either. There's been a real cutback in money, and in certain areas of the state, the roads are continuing to deteriorate rather quickly. The Act 51, Transportation Act 51, guides the distribution of funding for roads from cities, state roads, and local roads, and county roads. And that was what Kurt was referring to when he said that the locals get about 60% of the money. It's distributed after certain deductions, basically on a flat mile per road rate. And nothing is taken into consideration for the amount of use that that road bears. So if you are a small county road in the UP that sees very little traffic, or a heavily traveled road in the Metro Detroit or Grand Rapids area, that same mile of road gets reimbursed the same way, regardless of taking into account the trips per mile, which is what we call the traffic activity. So where there's heavily trafficked roads, those roads are deteriorating much quicker, and yet they are still getting the same amount of money that they always used to get. So the notion, and I agree with Ken, the notion that raising taxes was a first good step, it wasn't, because it didn't direct all of that money where it's supposed to go. And then the legislature lacked the courage to do the right thing and address the need to raise further fees by either having a rental fee tax on cars that are rented when people come into the city and the state. There were a whole lot of other options on the table that the legislature refused to even consider that would have brought more money in and taken the burden off of the gas tax to fund the roads. So we are falling behind. The governor estimated when he first took office in 2012 that we would need about $1 billion a year additional for road funding. We've now exceeded the $2 billion a year needed for road funding because our roads are deteriorating that quickly.
Ken, the governor has said the longer we wait to fix the roads, the more it's going to cost to fix the roads. What's the likelihood that we'll see more revenue to repair those roads before the deterioration costs us even more to repair in the future?
Well, it's unfortunate. I think it's very unlikely we're going to see the revenue that's needed. I think the legislature sort of took the position, well, we raise these taxes and we fix a problem and we're not going to do it again for a while. But as I pointed out, or as actually Kurt Steidel himself pointed out, they raise taxes to fix a problem, but the problem's getting worse. But from a political perspective, I think it's unlikely to see what's needed, and that is the proper amount of revenue to actually begin fixing a problem.
Vicki, we love to complain about gas taxes. We love to complain about how bad the roads are. There's something a little incongruent there. What's the mindset of the Michigan citizens when it comes to taxes and roads?
Well, we all want little elves to come in and fix everything for free, and that the infrastructure that we have doesn't really come out of our pocket to have to be paid for. But there's a much more complicated problem in the road funding, and that is that the Federal Transportation Highway Trust Fund is also running at a deficit. So not only are we not putting money in the state to fix our infrastructure, we're also not following up on doing that federally. And it used to be that the federal government for major road projects would kick in 80% of the money and the state would reimburse, or the locality would reimburse, up to 20%. That's being turned on its ear. President Trump issued a infrastructure call this week and had a whole press conference on it. In Governing Magazine that was just released, the real problem with the president's infrastructure plan is while he wants to eliminate the red tape and the permitting process and simplify it so that these projects can get done quicker, he also wants to move more of the project costs to the state and local governments. And there's no money there. Nobody's talking about the real elephant in the room. And I don't mean the GOP elephant. I mean the real heavy-duty elephant in the room. And that is the political courage to tell the American people straight on that if we want to do great things, it's going to cost us some money.
That's Vicki Barnett, a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator. Ken Sikkema, a senior policy fellow with Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican legislator. Thanks to both of you. Have a nice Labor Day weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks, Lester.